I'd like to welcome you to the second half of the Hunting Webcast. My name is Steve Hall. I'm the Education Director, and I used to be the Hunter Education Coordinator, so this is something that's dear to my heart. With us today, we have Kathy Boydston. She's a wildlife biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. And Kathy, in the next segment, we're going to talk about hunting gear. I know we've already covered hunting laws, and we've covered deer biology and something about where to go hunting in terms of public land. So right now, let's talk to our folks out there in chat room land that in terms of the types of hunting gear that we bring on a typical deer hunt or a hunt in Texas.
Okay.
And so let's call this our top 10 of hunting. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
In terms of you getting involved in hunting, tell listeners and the viewers exactly what got you in hunting or what kind of hunting that you've done so that you can talk about the type of gear that we use in hunting.
Well, I started hunting more when I moved to Texas and worked for the department. My husband got me interested in hunting. My family had been in the outdoors and my brothers had hunted, but I'd never really been that interested in it until I was a little bit older. And I've hunted in both Texas and Colorado, and so I feel like I've gotten, you know, some gear that's in mind that's good for me in both of those types of situations.
Well, in fact, I think you took a bull elk in Colorado, did you not?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
And I imagine, and you pack in with horses, so I imagine in terms of hunting gear, you know a lot about what it takes, whether it's the right gear or the wrong gear to make a successful hunt.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you have the things along that you need to survive, and also that they're lightweight, that you can, because sometimes you're going to be packing them in on your back, and you need to be able to survive out there in case you get out by yourself or get lost.
Well, let's review your top 10 of hunting gear. What is the first thing that you need on a hunt?
Well, one of the first things that I always take along with me is water. Or any, you know, a water container or any kind of water purification tablets. A lot of times people use other things besides the tablets that you can buy at the store. They use iodine sometimes or bleach, you know, things like that.
And that's to purify water if you don't have it along with you.
Right, and it depends on whether you're going to an area where there's water available or you don't have water along, you know, you don't have access to a water source.
Up in the high country, I guess they have Giardia and little critters like that to get after you if you don't bring the water along, is that correct?
That's right, and I've been pretty lucky. I haven't caught it, but I know some people that have, and it's something you don't want to get.
What's your number two pick here?
It'd be a survival pack. And the main idea of a survival pack is something that you can survive with, of course, and that includes something for first aid and something where you can have fire or heat if you get out and it's cold conditions. For shelter, like rain gear or some kind of tarp or something that you might be able to put up in case you're out overnight, and something to signal with if you're lost.
I know I use this emergency blanket because it's small, it's lightweight, and I feel like if I ever had an emergency and I needed to get warmth and I needed shelter, it's something that you can pack pretty easily in that case.
And that's something really good to have along, yeah, in every pack. Also, something like a fire starter or matches that you can just stick in a Ziploc bag and just leave in there, you know, basically all year round. You don't have to ever have to take it out.
All right, what's number three on our list?
Some properly layered clothing is a good item. And of course, you always want to make sure that you have the proper amount of blaze orange, depending on where you're hunting.
That's two of our items. Blaze orange is a law in most states. In Texas, you have to wear blaze orange on public hunting areas, and so obviously having it to be seen is the safety of blaze orange. It's wearing it to be seen, not to be mistaken for game or any other thing.
That's right, and you can also use it to layer for warmth if you need, such as this mask. You know, you can wear that if it's you're hunting in colder conditions. Also keeps you dry. Some layers of clothing keep you dry, as well as being blaze orange. Something that I use too that is, I hope, coming in popularity is hat cover. If you want to wear the traditional cap, you know, you can get a hat cover and wear your cowboy hat hunting and be legal.
And in Colorado, I know those that hunt out of state, you have to have blaze orange all the way around your head. And certainly the cowboy fashion knows which ones are Texans and which ones are Coloradans.
Yeah. That's right. And the next thing would probably be good boots, socks, and gloves. And for somebody like me, that's very important because I get cold real easily. Even when it's like, you know, 60 degrees here in Texas, I still sometimes get chilled when I'm sitting in the deer blind and still. And so I always have some good gloves along that I can put on in my, you know, if I get cold. Also, I used these things are what I call to cheat with. They're foot warmers or hand warmers, the little Chem packs that you can put in your gloves or in your boots. Or I even use them in my sleeping bag at night to get my sleeping bag warmed up before I crawl in, especially in Colorado.
Geez, I'm wondering if I should be down in the urban streets with this glove, but I know that has a use to this type of glove. What is that used for?
That's for when you want to, pull the trigger. You can keep your fingers warm till it gets time to pull the trigger, and then you flip the top out and get ready to make the shot.
Layers, you mentioned layers. They're really important. Three layers, four layers is what should go inside, what should go on the outside?
Probably something, good waterproof on the outside and something warmer like a wool or a cotton wool blend, like these socks would be good as a first layer on your feet. And same thing with a liner type. If you have gloves where you can put a liner in, that's really good. Where if you get too hot, then you can pull them off. And the same thing with layers, whatever's really comfortable for you, something like a light thermal shirt or something underneath a sweatshirt, and then if you get too warm, you can pull it off.
Let's talk about why layers. We use layers to prevent the big word called hypothermia, and whether it's in Texas or another northern state, hypothermia is essentially the chilling of the body temperature. And in Texas, you may have a morning that starts out at 30, 40 degrees and then warms up to 90 degrees during the day. So layers is extremely important, where you can start shedding those layers as it gets warmer. But most cases of hypothermia occur about 30 to 50 degrees, so it's when you don't expect to get real cold. However, you do get cold, you get chilled, and hypothermia is not something to mess with, because it is the number one outdoor killer of people that enjoy the outdoors.
That's right, and people don't think about it. So, you've been walking around, from one spot to another, and it's been 90 degrees, and you're all hot and sweaty, and then it starts cooling down pretty quick in the evening. You're sitting in the blind, and people don't think about putting that additional jacket or coat on.
And they say moisture and wind are enough to set hypothermia off.
And it doesn't take much.
What's next?